pulled Jim. Up. People were like, oh, shit.
Bad songwriting.
Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. That deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk Spanish. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
hey, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to end this year pretty much like we always do.
Hashtag Dell?
Be hashtag Dell, yes.
Yep.
Dell hath abandoned us.
Hathed.
I think he just got his schedule screwed up or something like that. Now, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it pays.
Well, we did change the day.
Yeah, it pays to read your Slack. It pays to read your Slack.
At some point in time, we got to stop being the pathetic girlfriend.
Yo? Yeah.
No, we as a group. Like, I feel like, do we have to wise up at some point and just be like, maybe he just doesn't like us? Maybe he's just not that into us.
We keep giving him a chance. It's what we do.
But I love you.
It's our role. We'll wait for you.
I'm back. See, he said it like at the same time. I asked him a bunch of times today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just respond.
This picture is a Christmas present.
Tonight, did we tease it? Is it a tease?
I don't know.
So, Gene and I finished up last week's mini penguin series where we had a little conversation, just a little one-on-one conversation. We talked about our worst, I hate when people say, our least favorite Christmas songs. Mine included that Mariah Carey one,
mm-hmm.
The kid's like, mom's banging Santa Claus, you know,
which I don't think is a bad song.
Mom's giving Santa a blowy.
They don't say banging. They don't say banging.
I'm not familiar with this song.
I saw mommy blowing Sandy Claus, right?
Comb through the Mariah Carey catalog.
Oh no, not that. The one hers is the All I Want for Christmas. That's
like the standard, like go to.
And I heard, you know what? I want to add the what you call it, the song that we heard everybody sing, Christmas I gave you my heart.
God, love that song.
Fuck, look,
love that song.
Yeah, we've established that song's pretty creepy and pathetic.
Yeah, I mean, one. All right, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me or save you
save
from tears?
Save me from tears.
Yeah.
I'll give it to someone special.
Like, all right, if you're really over her, why are you bringing this up?
Yeah.
Like,
why did you write a whole song about
imagine this? If you imagine this in a text message, right? She's like, what the
a
fuck?
A year later.
Stalker, look at this fucking guy.
Like, dude, a year later.
Last year, you were like pouring your heart out, and I was like, nah. And I gave it away the next day. I don't know what that means exactly, but it probably means she was giving Santa Claus a blowy. That's what that means.
Just so you know, I'm so over you.
Yeah, she's like, what?
I'm never going to let someone hurt me like that again.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that I'm going to find someone special who cherishes me this year. And
they really love me.
And it's going to be great.
You know?
You know what I like?
I'm not going to cry again.
I'm not going to cry this year.
I won't cry again.
I won't cry.
I like Wham. I do. I like Wham. It harkens, while we're talking about Christmas things, we can harken, right?
I guess.
It harkens back to my childhood.
No, we can hark the Merry Angels sing, but we can't
hark. It makes me think
of
riding around in my parents' Volvo.
Hark Volvo. The Herald,
getting my Mary kid Herald. Christmas on.
This Christmas, give you my heart.
Fucking sitting there in the Volvo, like, yeah, that Rudolph, that motherfucker's going to be in my house in like 2 weeks. Can't wait.
I'll agree with you in that I appreciate a song where I know all the words.
Yeah.
And I knew that one because it's pretty simple. Yeah, but when you think about it, like anything else, you know, it's like you think about Star Wars. I wish Dell was here today. I want to talk about Star Wars with him.
Yeah. You just want to tell everybody that you hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I just give, tell you right now, it wasn't that great.
Just say it.
Oh, it wasn't that great. And I'll save it for next time I'm going to talk to Dell. And that way everybody can get a chance to see it. So I know I tease you like, hey, I'm going to talk about Star Wars today. I'm not. Talk about it next week or next time we do the show.
I mean, expect it to be amazing? Like, everybody, I don't know.
I didn't.
Can we just stop being orgasmic about the franchise that ended in 1985?
Agreed.
Actually, I don't even know if that's true.
Whatever year.
I think it was 83.
But Return of the Jedi was 83?
I think so, yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing. And everybody's like, well, it's, you know, it's like pretty good. It was like the first one again, which is the best one. You know why the first one's the best one? Because they just, they really just threw in everything together from the previous, 100 years. So like Flash Gordon, yeah, let's do that. This other thing, let's do that. The hero's journey, sure. Throw it all in here. They didn't really plan for anything else. They were making it up as they went along, man. Right? How do you know?
And
how do you know? Making out with his sister, right? They didn't plan for that. The guy was just making shit up.
Nope.
So you can't build this world, and you're just like, well, that's why every other movie's kind of been just like, well, I guess we'll learn about his dad. And now this one's like, well, maybe we'll learn about, I guess, like his nephews and nieces. See what other family member they got in there.
Yeah.
You know? Got any cousins? We'll learn about them. I don't really care.
We're going to learn about his, like, incestuous offspring.
Have they been banging too? I mean,
like his son were with, like, 4 ears or something like that?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll like it. I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll love it because it'll make me think of when I was a kid. Maybe.
Yeah, you're easily you know impressed what? That way.
Hey,
yeah,
I lived there. Now I'm happy.
But I doubt it. I don't know, man. I liked the original Star Wars. I'm not anti-Star Wars. I'm just not like, I ain't rushing out. I ain't going to, like, watch it from midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like we did.
When my tired ass wants to be asleep.
But, all right, see, you have to...
You
have to let everybody know that you won't even go out any night of the week to see any movie, even at a reasonable time, and you probably wouldn't even sit on your couch to order a movie and watch it there. So, of course you're not going to do this.
Very true.
Yeah.
That is accurate. That was an accurate statement.
Yeah, you can't be like, you know, I'm not going to run out and watch it. That or any other movie in the last 2 years or probably the next few years. Yeah, so, okay. All right. Let's get to the Christmas songs. Right, last week we talked about our least favorite. Okay, why say worst? It was like I'm 5 years old.
I don't know.
Do you have any?
Songs.
Yeah, my worst songs are these songs.
Brad, do you have any least favorite? Our bottom five: Little Saint Nick. That one's stupid. Turns out it's not even about a little saint, like a tiny one.
We learned
it's
that.
Just that
little
guy.
Little Saint Nick. I don't know that I've ever heard
Beach
of this
Boys.
Song.
Little Saint, the Beach Boys? It's a little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's a little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
I'm not going to sing it for you, guy.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
We don't I can't like tell if it's your rendition or the song itself.
Oh, no, that was spot on.
I
would
say
so.
It's the song itself.
You just hate the song.
I don't like Little Drummer Boy. Gina says she doesn't like
it. I fucking hate that
Thank
song.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't like the mom banging Santa Claus one.
And I don't mind that song.
And I don't like...
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes. Man, I don't fucking... Not banging Santa Claus.
Fucking banging him or whatever. And I don't like the chipmunk song.
I like that song.
I don't like that.
I'm not anti-chipmunks. I don't look forward to it, but whatever.
Okay.
I do refuse to introduce it to my daughters.
so you don't have to hear it on repeat?
Yeah, because I don't want to have to hear it all the damn time.
All right, so do you have the list, Gina?
Yeah.
You took a picture. We discussed this previously. We're getting prepared for this. And now, I mean, Christmas songs.
I have my list, I have your list, and we have Brett's list.
They are legion, right?
Don't say that.
Myriad and legion, right? I don't know.
Don't say that.
So I tweeted a little bit about this, and we got some responses on the Twitter machines.
Yep.
So I'm going to read some of those out first because...
I'm coming out your ear.
Because this is the greatest time to do that. So I said, hey, we're going to do, top five, the definitive list. We're going to solve the world's problem. Like, which of the five top, Christmas songs Who will search for us? Who will do the work? Well, we'll do the work.
Yeah,
we'll
we're here.
You. We got you, man. By the way, this was unprompted, but it's Elliot Foot Fanatico on Twitter. He just offered this up: top five Christmas films: Die Hard, Home Alone, Elf, Nightmare Before Christmas, and Die Hard Again. And I gotta say that I can't disagree with him too much. It's a solid list.
I think the only one you disagree with is Elf.
Yeah, I don't really I don't like Elf because I can't even enjoy it without people yelling it in my face. You know what I mean? Or they're like, they're just like mean.
Too hard with their obsession. Yeah.
And so I can't enjoy it without hearing everybody else do Elf things, or the memes on Twitter, or the Elf Twitter account that people keep retweeting.
Santa!
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I'm the same way. And I think it's a fun... I like Elf. I don't hate Elf. But I'm not itching to watch... Because, again, I don't watch that many movies. I have, like... Because I like to sort of nest some sappy movies in with my funny Christmas. I can't do all funny all the time. And I really can't live without Bad Santa. I like Bad Santa. You know? In place of Jovial Elf. Santa. Yeah. If my kids are around, maybe the timing's right. Maybe Elf sneaks in the lineup.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna watch. It's a Wonderful Life. That's happening.
Yeah,
it's a good movie.
See, and I know a lot of people like to say, "Oh yeah, Die Hard." Now it's fun. It's real cool to say Die Hard. Die Hard is a real Christmas movie. But we've been saying this for 10 years. Like it was 1995. My mom's like, "Die Hard's a Christmas movie. We're gonna watch Die Hard."
Yeah.
Two Christmases ago, we watched Die Hard all together, eating turkey. That's what we do. We are a true Die Hard. Before it was cool. We're totally hipster.
Die Hard fans?
Yeah. Die Hard, Die Hard.
What would you say?
Or Die Hards of Die Hard. Not the other ones, though. Like Die Hard plus some other...
Vengeance.
Plus some other sentence. Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need them adding
Die
more things.
Die Hard again. harder.
Live free or die hard, you know. Get in free or die hard. Or, you know. One dies hard, get two others.
Your hairline will die hard.
Home Alone, I saw a funny, Macaulay Culkin thing where he's doing, like if he was Kevin McAllister all grown up and he's like an Uber driver. That was funny.
I watched about the first 10 seconds of that, and I was like, you know, I don't fucking care about this. Was it any good?
It was okay. It was not. It could have been better, I think. All right, so Gonzo in an essay says, all right, this is good. Is it just songs, or is it different artist versions? And I'll say that, you know, there is a definitive version of each song. You know, like, I think Judy Garland, did the original, I'll Be Home for Christmas, but I think everybody else knows the Bing Crosby one.
Yeah.
Or, like, subsequent ones. I mean, the Judy Garland one is pretty popular, but am I right there, Gina?
I think so.
Yeah, so there are some that are definitive.
But I think when compiling your list, we're going top five songs, not versions. So you wouldn't have multiples of the same song on a single list, I say.
Yeah.
I'll say that stipulation, but, like, I don't necessarily agree with that. But my list doesn't have different versions of the same song.
But I think a different version could make a song make your list.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, all the ones that I heard of the, what you call it ones, like, you know, Last Christmas gave you my heart, but now I'm still texting you anyway, that song. Yeah. All of them were terrible. And, you know, they were bringing down the song in general with each new spin on a terrible song.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in any other versions. I just want George Michael.
You just want him in your bed or in the bathroom, as it were.
Yeah. I just want him in the glory hole.
There you go. Man can dream. It's Christmas, after all.
That's right.
And if you can't say it on Christmas, then when can you say it, eh?
Christmas miracle. That's what I'm looking for.
There you go. Line from Love Actually for you, because I'll add that in there. I like Love Actually.
I like Love Actually. That's a good movie.
I actually like Love.
And I love Actually.
Yeah, hence the bump.
John Brown II. He's MI footballer on the Twitter. And I think he has a podcast of his own. And I think it is, what is it? The Outer Drive. I've listened to that before. previously in another life. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, his Bing Crosby's Oh Holy Night, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, The Temptations' Silent Night.
It's a good version. It's a good version.
There you go. And then there's like some other this, that, and other people were naming names. Gonzo says, in no particular order, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Most traditional versions of Oh Holy Night. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That's the most wonderful time of the year. All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. And, of course, Christmas is All Around by Billy Mack from Love Actually.
What is that? That's a fucking great song, Gonzo. Good job.
It's a solid pick.
Fucking call out.
Solid.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. I
feel it in my toes.
Oh. All right, so Gina, are you going to share with us the picture that you took?
I'm not going to share the picture, but we can read our lists.
Well, that's what I want. I mean, whatever way I could see the list that we could pile. So I wrote down just off the top of my head some of my favorites. And then I had to do some deciding, you know? There's like a Hall of Fame vote
that's
there.
That's your list, which I sent to you. So I don't know why.
I didn't get
you swallowed my fly.
What?
Whoa.
I don't even know what that means. Now I'm uncomfortable.
Perhaps you'll die.
Yikes.
I'm uncomfortable. Let me see if she really sent me this Christmas picture. You really send me this? She did send me the picture.
Can she have her phone back?
I did have it. All right, here, so
get access to this picture. That'd be nice.
Bread. No,
it's a dirty napkin.
Napkin from Cheesecake Factory. For whatever reason, I've been calling it Cheesecake Factory.
They salt their napkins too.
I am turning into my dad.
No,
this is happening.
What did you call it?
I want to call it Cheesecake Factory, and I think it's just my mind slipping away from me. I used to make fun of my dad for calling it Chick-a-fil. Like, he was like, yeah, we went to Chick-a-fil. I was like, it's Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A, Dad. It's not hard. He's like, yeah, the Chick-a-fil. I got a chicken sandwich.
It'll never be Chick-a-fil.
Then I went to a Whopper Burger? I was like, you mean a Whataburger or a Whopper from Burger King? Where are you going?
Now, that one's confusing. But Chick-a-fil, I like.
Well, now we jokingly call it Chick-a-fil.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I'm calling it Cheesesteak Factory because I'm crazy. I think it's crazy.
And you are beginning to lose your mind. This is the first step of becoming a parent.
And it sucks. No. Yeah, exactly. That's the kid's going to come. It's He's not going to know that I was witty and I had a way with words. I'm just going to be like, God, check out the Cheesesteak Factory.
He's not even going to be aware that you're capable of making a double entendre. There's not. It's going to be completely beyond you.
I'm just going to be wearing sweaters with like a gray streak on the sides of my head. Just reading a newspaper I found.
Those years ago.
Like, my dad's reading newspaper. All right. Brad, do you want to go first?
From the library.
In no particular way. I don't really need to know your 1 to 5, but these are your top 5. How about you name one? We'll go around a circle. How about that? Or you want to go name them all? How do we do this, guys?
I want to start, and we can't go around in a circle. This Christmas. I like that song.
Any particular version?
I have no fucking clue. The main one. The guy.
This Christmas. Blazing bright. This Christmas.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
I fucking love that, man.
Why do you love it? Like, where does it come from, you know, in your life?
Great song.
It's a great song, that's it? What? You just appreciate the musicality of it?
I was breaking up.
No. I don't know. I just really like it. It just speaks to my inner Christmas.
So it's by Chris Brown? Is that who you like?
I did not know that Chris Brown had a version.
But it's got soul.
I like Chris Brown. I like everything about Chris Donnie, Brown.
It's Donnie Hathaway.
Everything about him.
Except the domestic violence situation. Hmm. One of the guys who came and bought drugs off me today tried to convince me that his son wasn't such a bad guy, that he shouldn't be in federal prison because selling meth and beating your wife isn't that big of a deal. And I was like, you know what? You're going to have to leave. You're going to have to get your stuff, and you're going to have
to
leave.
Just face
sir.
It, you're the only one
who like,
loves
what?
Him,
what's the problem?
Well, all right,
I was
like, look at this.
I'm
look
not having this discussion with you. You're going to have to get your shit. You're going to get the fuck out of here.
Well, I totally agree with you. If anybody's going to be in the bag for their kid, It's got to be your dad, right? I mean, somebody out there is going to... That's going to be
but
you.
He should understand.
Anna's going to go on a tri-state murder spree.
He should understand no one else is going to love his abusive meth head son except for him.
Well, yeah, he should know that.
And maybe it's the son's
If your
mom.
Daughter goes on a tri-state murder spree, I'm pretty sure we'll be sitting on the podcast. I'm like, Brad, so what do you think about the murder spree? He's like, well, I mean, you know.
Not bad.
You gotta
She's
admire.
A good kid.
You gotta
She's
admire
a good kid.
Her tenaciousness. I mean, that's
I think they call it tenacity.
Passion. Yeah. That's what you gotta
tenacity.
Pick out
passion.
Of this.
Yeah,
she is passionate about reducing the overall number of people on the earth. You gotta be appreciative.
She cares.
Of that.
She
Bad
cares.
Climate situation out there. She's trying to reduce greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
Produced by other people's buttholes. She's yeah. on. She is. Aiming to help the rest of us. Yeah. That's what she's doing.
Sir, we need you to be quiet.
And then it's going to be you and the meth guy talking to each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Gina. So that's Donny Hathaway, by the way. And I'm assuming that's what you mean.
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
I want to listen to the Chris Brown version, though.
Well, that's the other thing we talked about. If you've had a recording contract, you put out an album, you probably also put,
yes.
you put out one of those two.
It's yes. out there.
Yes. And if you work in a mall, you are a connoisseur of all the versions of everything there.
Yes.
I say go full list.
All right, full list. What's the next one you got in your list?
Next one I got on my list. I also had... It was pretty much Gonzo and Essays. It was Gonzo's.
You like Gonzo's
you guys
song?
Are a one.
All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Oh, Holy Night, just some traditional version.
Can't
I just like
on
some.
Your list.
Yeah.
Oh, and
like,
then Mary Did You Know. Oh,
I like Mary Did You Know by the Pentatonix right now, man. Hey, the last 2 years, it's been ringing my Christmas bell. I'm liking it.
I heard that song just a second ago when it was playing, and I was like, I think I'm going to go murder myself. When is Anna going to swing through Texas?
Where did you discover that version? Because I've never heard that one before.
The guy who does the light show down the street from me had it on his light show last year. We need to plug this guy's product.
Fatherly.
If we can put this on the website, it would be great.
Mm.
It is out of fucking control.
Mm. It was lyrics written by Mark Laurie and music written by Buddy Green. Originally recorded by the Christian recording artist Michael English on his self-titled debut solo album in 1991. Reached number 6 on the CCM magazine's AC chart.
I will say, I have a feeling that song is probably going to fall out of the top 5, maybe even top 10 for me in the next like 3 to 5 years, because I really am not that big a fan of the song. I just like their version of the song.
All right, some popular versions, according to Wikipedia, Kenny Rogers and Wynonna Judd did in 97. Clay Aiken, I guess he did it by himself. CeeLo Green, the Pentatonix. They're the 5th one.
Hey,
other notable versions. Gina, you want to read some of these?
We got Kathy Mattea. We got Vicky Winans. Donny Osmond. Reba McEntire. I'm a survivor. Haley Westerna.
Yeah, it kind of gets down to like who? Kimberly
Cantinas?
Locke, what is that? Rascal Flatts, if you like those guys.
I do.
Yeah, I like the old wine.
Mary J. Blige. India Ari.
Like
there you go,
upset.
Gina.
Thanks, dude.
The Braxtons also did it on Braxton Family Christmas.
All of the Braxtons or just Tony?
All of them. They're all together singing it.
Wow, it's sort of a lot of Braxton.
So, and then Last Christmas.
I said Last Christmas. I might have to sub in... I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. I guess we said Bing Crosby, right?
No, you said Last Christmas.
Well, you liked the Drifters version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Drifters.
The Drifters.
Of a White Christmas.
I also really like the Grinch. Man, there's so many good Christmas songs. I think I'm going to go with... the 5 slot, I think I'm going to go the Grinch. I'm going to go with the Grinch. That's where I'm going to go. My number
I think
my
it's
5
called,
slot.
I think it's called You're a Mean One, right?
Is it? How do you know when the title stops? You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
What is the effect? It's called You're a Mean One.
Maggots.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Your smile.
Hey, can you not sing it? Nobody wants to hear you sing it. Nobody's going to put Brad's version on their list.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be like, man, this is some good
shit. Brad, could you show up to our, I don't know, maybe. Gina, You're next. Or should I go next? You want me to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Just want to make fun of Brad for liking All I Want for Christmas and
All I Want for Christmas.
I know. It's commonplace. I'm just a common person.
Baby.
Okay, my list. What's up? And this is ranked.
Ooh, got a rank. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll.
Top to bottom.
Well, hold on. Wait, before you go on. I mean, these other ones, do they hold a special meaning to you or something? Like, why do you really like Wham's Last Christmas?
Because it makes me think of when I was a kid.
That's it. That's really it. It happened. Mary, yeah. Did you know? You just
that's when all
did
that you?
I just like it right now.
Where did you first hear it?
Last year, when I was watching this insane light show, which we're going to put the link on the website. You got to check it out. RosedaleChristmas.com. This guy, it's out of control. It makes the Griswolds look like some fucking sideshow punks.
I would like to see his light bill.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It's got to be.
That's probably out of control.
Holy Night. I remember singing it when I was in high school. I liked
so
it.
So you like your version of it?
I
just
like
singing it in church. I like the experience of like having. Mm. And I listen to like some of my friends sing it in church. And I just like the song. And then
so your version
this
of
Christmas,
it.
I just feel like is probably the best Christmas song. I love that song. It's just good. Makes me think of Christmas. Love. Eggnog.
It's Christmas.
Drinking my eggnog. Yeah. Eggnog.
I don't have that feeling about that song.
I like the song.
It's okay.
I like it. It's not on my list, but I like it. All
right.
First, Oh Holy Night.
Yeah. Why do you like that song?
Because it's fun to sing. You can kill it.
Two for two. Eat shit, Adam.
What are you...
Eat that shit.
Why am I eating shit? I don't understand.
Eat Christmas shit.
Just eat it. It's a good song. It feels good. It's
also got like a nice range that's not like it's not such a wide range that it's difficult to sing, but it's wide enough to like display a little bit of
roan in there.
A little bit of roan.
Yeah.
You know, you can get up there a little bit.
It's true. I love that song.
Baby. Can you do any of that? You do any like
second
baby.
Silent Night. I have always loved that song. Ever since I was a little kid, it was always my favorite Christmas song. And again, I love to sing it.
Now, you love to sing it?
In the spring, I want to sing. I love to sing it.
Now, isn't like Silent Night and Oh Holy Night, aren't they just kind of like the same song?
I mean,
you can't follow Oh Holy Night like, all right, now, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of Silent Night. You're like, well.
I would do in the opposite order.
You're going to be moaning some more for another 3 and 4 minutes? You're going to moan around?
No.
You got to mix it up.
Nobody would begrudge you your moans.
They don't follow each other, you know? Like, everybody's gonna be like, okay, now we need a break.
When
now
I'm
we need
doing
to
dishes,
to.
They follow. Yeah.
They need to, we need to listen to a little bit of This Christmas, you know?
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
Bit more.
No,
you
I'm
mix
with
it
you.
Up. Yeah, right. But,
it's
okay.
Like, when do you...
No,
yeah.
When
yeah.
I put on my personal kitchen concerts,
yeah.
It's those songs back to back. I'm sorry.
So you wonder why
nobody has to happen.
Do the plates and the utensils like want to slit their wrists by the time you're like two-thirds of the way through the second one?
Are you kidding me? They
oh
love
God,
it.
Oh, God, we're so upset. As you finish the first one.
They love it. They're like, ooh, sang girl, sang. They tell
I'm sure
me that. They tell
they don't,
me that.
They don't do that at all.
Third song, Jingle Bell Rock. It's fun, right?
That song is
fun.
It's probably the funnerest.
It reminds me of being a kid. Reminds me of like Home Alone, stuff like that. It's a fun song.
Yeah.
Fourth song, White Christmas. Probably Bing Crosby's version is my favorite, but I do like the Drifters version too.
Yeah.
But I prefer his when I think of the song. And then last song, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Ah, it's a good one, man. It's a really good one.
All right, now, I'm gonna tell you something. Like, everybody calls that the rape song, right? Like, what? It's a little rapey.
Really? I've never heard anybody say that.
Well, I mean, it's everybody's saying that on the internet now. And
well, yeah, because of Fallon's sketch, like, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Well, yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's like nobody has their own jokes. They got the joke they heard on SNL. And they're beating you over the head with it until you're dead.
That's how jokes work.
Yeah. That's how internet jokes work, yes. Yeah. And so, like, I mean, it's to me, it's obviously flirting. Like, she's like, what's in this drink?
It's very obvious.
Yeah. And they're like, what? Do you ever thought about that song? It's, like, real rapey, right? Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I like that song, and I would have considered putting it on. It was probably, what, if you asked me 5 years ago, probably would have put that near the top of my list. What is your favorite version of that? Though, I guess the one that everybody sings?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the most popular version.
I don't know, man. I really like the version on A Very Murray Christmas.
Ugh.
What is that? Oh, Very Murray
Christmas. Yeah, we wanted to talk to you about
that. We couldn't make it through that. I loved it. So, yeah, he sang that with the waitress chick, right? We saw that part.
Yeah, she's got a nice voice.
I wasn't that impressed. He
did. I was like, you know what? It'd be great, Bill. I get it. You're just kind of, like, not trying.
Yeah,
but nobody else is trying, and so it's not even special anymore.
That's the thing. I thought everybody was trying.
They're not.
Yeah.
No, it was kind
of... Maya Rudolph? She sounded great.
Wait, we didn't see her part.
No, because we couldn't make it through. We didn't make it through. The first boring part. You should
even if it's just for Maya Rudolph. I think it was... I love Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, I'm good.
I just found the whole show kind of boring, so it was hard to keep watching.
Yeah, I don't want to watch any of that.
Like, I don't mind seeing the people sing, but just, like, having to deal with getting from sketch to sketch, I was like, I'm not.
And I got to admit, the second time, I actually liked it better than the first time. It sort of had a Napoleon Dynamite sort of tendency.
See, you know, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I'm almost nearly dead. I don't need to go back and fight through
it. Well, I think the Napoleon Dynamite effect is it's better to talk about than to watch.
Yeah, I mean, Napoleon Dynamite, when I watched it, I was like, this is fucking weird. And then the first time I was like, yeah, like the part where he talks about, like, he's like, your mom went to college. And then I was like, oh, it just, that's funny.
It's funny later.
Everything it's talking not funny about while it. You're watching. It's not really fun to watch. It's fun to talk about. All that stuff is just weird. And, I mean, look, Bill Murray is an institution and everybody, right? Everybody wants to be like the Chive, right? Okay, I get it. You know what? Bill Murray's not that funny. Bill Murray's not that funny. He's not that great of an actor either.
Bill Murray's funny in movies. Maybe it was just a funny fucking movie.
That's where you're wrong.
I did.
You're wrong, Brad.
I will fight you for that.
Get back to your shit eating.
Okay. Finish your plate.
All right. So after years of informally performing the song at various parties, the guy that wrote it sold the rights to MGM. It was bunch of people, this song you're talking about.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, Ricardo Montalban and Esther Williams, 1949. Dinah Shore, Buddy Clark, Margaret Whiting, and Johnny Mercer. A lot of people have done this song. There's a crap ton.
Duet.
Yeah. James Taylor and Natalie Cole, Seth MacFarlane and Sarah Bareilles. Is that what her name is?
I would actually like to hear that. Paul's got a good voice.
Yeah, Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé also have done it. Darius Rucker and Sheryl Crow. In case you need, right. It's cold outside, but from 1994.
Pop country version.
Yeah, you need it from 94. There you go. Drew Carey and Shirley Jones.
Nope, don't want to listen to that.
Al Hurt and Anne Margaret. Elvis Costello and Anne-Sophie Von Otter.
Too many names.
Yeah. Brian Stetzer and Margaret. Liz Phair and Wheat.
What? What?
Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. I like calling her Zooey.
She has a good voice, but it gets on my nerves a little bit how she puts on that voice.
You know, I haven't heard her version, but it almost seems like...
But you heard her in Elf.
You heard her in
Elf. Well, yeah. I think her voice... seems like it was made for that sort of a song, though, right? Like, I think she would fall right into place.
I feel like she sings, like, songs that she likes. She's like Michael Bublé. Like, they're both putting on a shtick.
Yeah.
They're singing like that on purpose. They don't have to sing like that. It sounds nice, but then it's kind of weird when it seems so forced.
Yeah. Rudolph Nureyev and Miss Piggy.
You know what? I think I'm good. Thanks. I understand. There are a lot of people.
Also, Sigourney Weaver.
We could just tell you another one probably till the end of our lives.
We could just make them up and be right.
Probably, yeah. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Off the rails where you started describing fictitious people that have sung it. I don't need to know that a fucking puppet sang this duet.
Frank Oz is a genius.
Don't you?
It's Frank Oz, man. You gotta know that. Miss Piggy's Frank Oz.
So anyway, Adam's list.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. Didn't, yeah, I can tell. You're looking at me like, well, I learned something.
What?
Well, so did you say all of them? You said One Christmas. Okay.
Oh, okay. I sure did.
Two almost made the cut. I know I'm cheating by mentioning these, but I'm going to mention Silent Night and Oh Come All Ye Faithful. It didn't make the cut. They were right there. I just didn't feel like their stats were Hall of Fame worthy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Come All Ye Faithful isn't even a Christmas song.
I don't care. It's fucking a Christmassy song.
No, yeah. It's
all right, get out of here. It? Yeah, it is. Obviously White Christmas.
It probably is, but I just don't
know. Just want me to eat
Finish
shit,
your
huh?
plate!
Yeah.
White Christmas. And I think we're all pretty much, everybody yeah. here and on Twitter agrees that, you know, Miss Piggy's version of White Christmas is the one. The what? One we all know and love. Yeah, Bing Crosby. That's pretty great. And also, I'll Be Home for Christmas. I gotta throw that in there.
Because you're a sentimental.
And I think I'm the only one to mention this. Yeah. And, you know, it turns out I looked it up. I looked up the, like, what is it about? He wrote this for the troops. It was, like, written in 1943. And it's from the perspective of a soldier riding home. And he's saying, like, I'll be home for Christmas. You know, like, make sure there's snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
Yeah,
which is
worth
weird.
Noting. Weird-ass
yeah.
lyrics.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, what kinds of presents are on the tree? Like, on the tree. I tell you what, it's
They're
not going to be an
ornaments
Xbox.
Ornaments and don't touch it.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing, buddy? Back up. Quit yeah. taking off the you know,
for
tinsel.
I've got a little tidbit for y'all, by the way. I'm sure you're going to get all... Yeah, I'm sure you've already had, like, fucking oodles of parent advice from idiot-ass parents. I'm going to give you one right now. And I got to be honest, I think it's a pretty good piece of advice.
Uh-oh.
When you put up a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
don't put any fucking breakable ornaments on the bottom 2 feet of the tree.
Because
they will end up shattered and in the bottom of your child's feet.
It's like they do it on purpose. They get it, they break it, and they jump on it.
Seems
yeah.
sensical.
They don't even jump on it to bring it.
And then they just chew up the broken glass.
Yeah.
Look, that glass.
Did y'all ever used to watch Rescue 911?
No.
Show used to come on in the early 90s, and it was like a reenactment show of 911 calls.
Man, you know what?
I loved it. I totally wanted
to be a reenactment actor. That would just be so fun.
Anyway, a few of the 911 calls on that show always stuck with me through the years.
Yeah.
Like the one where this guy gets electrocuted. There's like a power pole down. The wire's hanging low.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
people just keep getting electrocuted by it. Like they keep pulling over to help. And then they're like going underneath the wire trying to help. And then they like get up too soon. And like everybody keeps getting shocked. And it's stupid.
That's really kind of funny.
I know. But then there's also one where a toddler ate a chunk of ornament. And they were trying to figure out why the kid was, like, laying blue by the tree. He was still alive, but, like,
yeah,
almost
barely.
Dying. Yeah, and they had to, like, fish the little shard out of his throat. I was like, so I always remembered, like, oh, ornaments are really dangerous.
Don't
Anywho,
mix them in your pudding.
Don't.
Yeah, just not the glass ones. I'm serious. You can do them. You gotta feed the motherfucker to the top.
No.
Yeah, makes sense.
Kids like to play. I'm gonna break all your shit.
What?
For Christmas.
All right, look, check it out right here. Look. I have this up just because we were talking about it. The Washington Post calls for a feminist-approved version of Baby Cold Outside. Is that really true? Well, it's by Breitbart.
Yeah.
Never mind. Forget what I said. Well, this one.
It's forgotten.
The creepiest classic of all. What should we do about Baby It's Cold Outside? This is the actual thing from
We Washington. Should probably just continue listening to it.
Yeah,
I think
good.
That's really the best means by
yeah.
which to resolve the issue.
We should probably give them a little privacy
yeah.
and let them get their
Because they're going to bang it out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I guess unless you're creepy, you just
let them
like
get them. It out of their system.
Yeah.
Then she'll go home.
Well, now that we're done,
That's
I guess
all they wanted.
I guess you probably could go. I was just joking. It's not really snowing that bad, and I mean, it was the same thing you're drinking all night. It's not really anything. So I'll be home for Christmas. So the whole thing, he writes it right, you know, presents on the tree, and then he ends saying, "Yeah, I'll be home for Christmas, even if it's only in my dream." Yeah, because he's probably going to be in war. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
That's a great song. I like it. But it was a Judy Garland song. And then Silver Bells. I like that one. That one's a five.
Jesus, what do you drive like a Mercury Grand Marquis?
In his heart.
Yeah, you know what? I totally rock with Mercury Grand Marquis. Those things are awesome. They're like,
you dye your hair from its natural blue.
You know, those Grand Marquis are at least like 8 feet longer than they should be, right?
Oh, they are.
Wide ass turns. But let me tell you, when you get in it, you're just like, wow, this is comfortable. Yeah, I see why.
I actually drove my grandmother's Mercury Grand Marquis for like 6 months in college. It was so great.
You were getting all the babes.
I pulled up. People were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was hilarious, man. That thing was like driving on a cloud, actually. You had bad hips. I bet it was really comfortable to drive.
That's why, yeah, that's the thing. That's why they do it. You start realizing, like, you know what? Yeah.
What's your next song?
The next song. I was thinking about Silver Bells. I don't know where that came from, but I just still like
Silver Bells.
It's fun to sing. It's fun to sing.
It's fun to make
Soon
fun.
Soon it
of.
Will be Christmas time, and then it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And that one is mostly because of Home Alone. The part where the guy sings
See
it.
See what Home Alone did to all of us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
my
yeah.
brother used to call Macaulay Culkin. He was, you know, he's the
Kevin. Youngest.
He used to call him Home Alone. He's like, you remember when Home Alone got the paint can and threw it at his face? He's like, his name is Kevin McAllister. Stupid brother. Yeah, he's like 3 or 4, whatever. Yeah.
I love that. I love that when people do that in, like, everyday life. Like, it's just so fun to me. Like, my wife calls the lead singer of Aerosmith, Aerosmith. And I don't correct her. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Aerosmith had his daughter? Like that?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. it kind of goes with what Gina says. About like, how the lead singer and lead guitarist are pretty much the band. You know, like, those are the people you really
They're
know.
They're synonymous.
Yeah. So, like, Guns N' Roses, you think of Axl Rose. So I could say, remember when Guns N' Roses was, like, dyed his hair? Or fucking did braids?
I
like,
also, yeah, I mean, dumb. I can't. I got to give her a little bit of credit because there are some musicians who have just single names, like Slash. Like, I think of, I mean, fucking, you know, Madonna, you know? Like, mm-hmm. there are these people who are just, like, singing. Plus, Aerosmith could legitimately be, I mean, it's a single name, but also it sounds sort of like it's not like Pain Can, right? It's not like Home Alone. Name. Like, this Home Alone clearly is not this fucking kid's name.
And Home Alone got the blowtorch. Yeah. Home Alone didn't get the blowtorch. Home Alone had a scene in which Kevin, you know, that was an asshole. Big
What's your last one?
I just want to say it's beginning to look like Christmas. The song, the version I know is by Johnny Mathis. That was in the 1992 film Home Alone, as we were saying. It was from his 86 album Christmas Eve with Johnny Mathis. Apparently the Chipmunks sing it. Ugh.
Yeah, they do.
Bing Crosby has a version too, but you know. And then finally, Let It Snow. And this one is the one from
the Campbell Soup commercial.
The one at the end of Die Hard. That's why. That's why I like it. It probably just reminds me of, you know, that one. It's by Vaughn Monroe, apparently. Whoever that guy is.
Any other outliers that you were like, yeah, this is an honorable mention?
Let me think.
Outliers. Well, I guess, you know what, I don't have really outliers, but I like Bing Crosby. It's like pretty much all the songs that we mentioned a bunch of songs. He sings a lot of them, like versions of them, and even though they're not my favorite versions, I still like that. I go put on a Bing Crosby album. You know, you have literally everybody to choose from, so who do you put on? Are you listening to, like, Jessica Simpson's Christmas album?
She sings like she's deaf.
That's great.
Yeah, well, look, Jessica Simpson's recorded a version of Let It Snow on Rejoice.
I
would
the
listen.
Christmas album.
I think I would listen to Bing Crosby's entire album. I don't know. I haven't heard it, but I think I feel pretty good. If he's got a little Drummer Boy on there, I got to skip that bitch.
Yeah, it's not a good song.
I think he does do it. As I don't know.
He probably does.
Like Perry Como. I think I could listen to Perry Como. He's another one of those like old dudes, you know, just like old white guy Christmas.
I feel like I don't know any Perry Como music. I feel like his name's just a punchline.
I feel like if you typed in Perry Como to YouTube, you would be like, oh, yes, I know this version.
Maybe. You know the thing about Vaughn Monroe, the guy that sings Let It Snow at the end of Die Hard there? He looks like the Joker.
So, does he really?
Yeah, you can look at that.
Like Heath Ledger, the Joker?
No, like, you know, the comic, the Joker. You're like, oh, I just got to paint his face up, you know?
Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. My God, he does.
Hey, it's
that
the
guy
Joker.
Looks terrifying.
And he's singing Let It Snow. Now,
oh,
like
from Akron. Wow. All right. Akron, he was the LeBron of his time.
Yeah. At the time. It's like, move over, Vaughn. You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, like, who else would you listen to? Like, I wouldn't listen to Rod Stewart. Really? I don't like Rod Stewart at all. Oof. I wouldn't see it. Like, I want to hear him sing Christmas
Blue
song.
Christmas. I like that song.
What is that?
By Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I'd listen to his Christmas music.
Yeah, I'd listen to Elvis music. Elvis sing all the Christmas classics. Elvis is great. One, just great. But you like a lot of the Jackson 5's version
of
everything, though.
Yeah. I was brought up as a black child.
Really?
And,
I was born a poor black boy.
I really feel like I should listen to the Jackson 5 Christmas album.
It's awesome. Because I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus is on there, and it's good.
Ugh. Nah, I want to listen
to
that.
The rest of their stuff.
They do all the songs, and they're awesome. Yeah,
well,
we used to listen to that a lot when I was
What is their your favorite?
Every Christmas.
Your favorite song from that one?
Of theirs? Yeah. Probably...
Frosty the Snowman. Ugh. I don't like Frosty the Snowman.
Nah.
It's a... You should listen to theirs.
I mean,
how do you feel about Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
That's fine.
It seems made up.
It's fine.
Santa Claus is coming to town. And they're up on the housetop.
I don't like that one. What is the one? All right, Frosty the Snowman. I see it right here on this list. You know the movie, right? The Frosty the Snowman. What is the song the guy sings? The narrator snowman guy.
What do you mean? The song he sings Frosty the Snowman.
No, he sings another song too.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Uh huh. Go on. Yeah, I mean, all right, so like...
Did you find it?
No, I'm looking it up. But while I'm looking it up, you can stall by talking about the Jingle Bells by bringing up Bill Cosby.
Talk amongst yourselves. Bing Cosby.
Crosby.
Bring...
And the Andrew Sisters...
Bring Crosby.
Version of Jingle Bells. That's a fun song.
That's a very fun song.
Yeah. I don't know that song.
Really?
But while we're talking about Jingle Bells, I've had a really fun time singing Christmas songs with my kid.
You got to look up that version and sing it with your kid because
Rudolph,
will enjoy that.
My kid is digging Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We sing that at least every other day.
It's a great song when you're a kid.
Yeah, she fucking
There's so
loves.
Much going on in it, so much to know.
Oh, and you got, like, the little interjections you can make. Yippee!
Yeah.
You know, like,
saying
all that
extra
shit.
Stuff.
Oh, digging it. Yeah. Loves Rudolph.
Is it Santa Claus is coming to town, really? I don't even know. I guess it's not that one.
Great, now we have to watch it. How long is it, like 30 minutes?
Something like that.
I think you can handle it. Anywho.
Okay, yeah, so I was wrong. I'm talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Holly Jolly Christmas song that turns out that, was it Burl Ives sings. I like that one. I like him singing Holly Jolly Christmas.
That's a difficult name, because don't you end up saying Burl Ives?
Burl Ives. Burl Ives. His name was Burl Eichel Ivanhoe Ives. His parents hated him.
They hated him.
But then again, all right, look. Dude was born in 1909, you know? It's not like you needed to fit that into a Twitter handle or your Facebook page, right? You know, you had a name. They're like, we're going to give him a name, this guy. Burl Eichel Ivanhoe Ives.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah. Yeah, blacklisted. He was in...
Didn't everyone.
He was in Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. So there you go.
Didn't we all?
Famous. But yeah, I like his version. You know, he sings as the narrator Snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I like his Holly Jolly Christmas. Have a holy jolly Christmas.
I'm glad we
said it. It's the best time of the year. Right? Nobody? Nobody else?
Say hello to friends you know. It's fine.
Have a holly jolly Christmas this year. No?
It's fine.
All right, so you like the Jackson 5 singing everything. Bradley, I mean, you like the pentatonic singing, whatever.
Like the music. Pentagrams,
right? Is that what you said?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard any of their other stuff. I've just heard that one, but I don't know. I mean, I would listen to other stuff by them.
It's difficult to watch, though. I'll say that. it sounds good, but...
Watching them do stuff?
Yeah, people doing a cappella.
Yeah.
I'd rather not see it.
It's sort of awkward. Unless they're, like, really good show people.
Yeah.
And even then, I think I could stand maybe, like, two. Like, how do you sit through a whole show of that crap?
It's really hard to sit the most wonderful time of the year. That's really hard to leave out of the top is five.
I have no trouble leaving that out of the top five.
It's fun. That's why they put in all the movies.
It's not a crap song, but there are a lot of good Christmas songs.
Yeah.
That one kind of gets you in the mood.
Like, if I was making a movie, I'd put it on my soundtrack. But if I was making a playlist, I don't need it.
I think if I'm driving, like especially when I'm going to go drive to do stuff, that's a good song to have because it's actually a terrible time of year as you're buying presents or you're like looking, like, what does your cousin want? What do they like? Like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in like 4 years.
Yeah.
You're like, well, fuck. So then you have to have that one on. It's the most. You're like, okay. It's the most wonderful time
of the year makes me think of retail.
Yeah.
That's what it makes me think. It makes me think of, like,
being shopping.
Flick on the lights, open the doors, flood of idiots to buy shit. It's the most wonderful.
Well, I think the retailers are saying that. They're like, yes, we're going to make so much bank off these stoops.
Depending on who you are.
Yeah.
By the way, so we're at the mall, and there was this chick, and she was wearing a shirt. And she was like, this shirt is gonna be a dress. And she was forcing it to be a dress.
I don't need pants.
She didn't need pants.
She was wrestling this shirt into dress status.
We took a pause in the middle of shopping, and we were getting some pizza. Food court. You know, you do what you can do, right? Like pizza. I need a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
So we're eating pizza, and then out of the corner of my eye, I saw someone shuffling kind of strangely, you know? Like, people don't walk like that. What's going on here? Then you see that she's, like, keeping her dress down with her friend. And then, like, you know, they go up to the line there, and you can see the W. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, no.
You can see the butt cheeks forming a W. And,
the booty meat, if you will.
Yeah, a lot of booty meat there. So you see some fun things.
Not so fun.
And I don't know if that's my idea of a fun thing.
Not so fun.
It's at least interesting.
It's a disappointed it's father is what people. That is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was like, I can't have a day where my daughter's out fighting a dress, making sure it's, I'm like, no.
Do y'all have any more,
easy way to solve
like,
it? We're buying her nothing but shirts that go down
at this point.
Tall tees?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe she's like
just
me.
In case she gets
she will like tall white tees because I wanted me. You know, that was the thing. It's like I was at the mall and then I saw a tall white tee and I was like, if only we met 10 years ago, I would have totally bought you a tall white tee.
Yeah.
It's like I can't tall white tee.
I still like a white tee. Just a basic. I don't do any
average
oblong
size
shapes or anything. Just like a regular ass t-shirt.
Well, yeah, I mean, white. I mean,
like
but
gray, just gray or navy.
Yeah, you are like the pictures at the Target when they're like, buy a gray shirt for athletic stuff. Like a guy playing basketball and
that guy.
Too long of a shirt. You're like, who plays basketball in that? That's Brett.
No.
Wearing generic athletic shoes. What kind of shoes are those? Oh, they're sport shoes.
That S is for sport. What was your question, Brett? You asked something before we started.
Oh, do y'all have any more of an inclination as to what gender your offspring will be at this point?
What do you mean,
are you feeling anything right now? Are you feeling like hatchet wound?
No.
Or pole? Like, what are you looking at?
No, this week it's a girl. We're rotating it.
We're alternating by week.
1 week it's a dude. We call
so
it
we
by
have
its
a
dude
pronoun
name.
To use.
Yeah, and then because we don't want to be sexist. I don't want to be like, it's a dude. And then we
don't
want
to. Why don't you just broadly refer to it as Shim?
It's too much.
You don't want to like jinx it.
Like, Shim is actually pretty much two syllables. You got to get you got to do the there.
It's, M is not a syllable.
I know. It's basically, though, for all intensive and intents and purposes.
Not at all.
Not even basically. Basically, Shim. It is not a syllable.
Too many movements, man. Too many movements. Mouth movements.
You can also just say, I don't want to call my offspring Shim. I mean, that's perfectly a reasonable thing to say.
But that's not the reason. Can I have my own reason? Can I have my own reason?
Sure. Not bad. Yeah. How dare I say an M is a real syllable. It's not a real syllable.
Well, I don't care if it's a syllable or not. My point is that it requires too much effort to get that out. Yeah? That's what I'm saying.
It is it's a voiced consonant is what it is.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm saying. You have to voice it. You already
I
voiced
understand
the
there
shit.
Is effort associated with it. I didn't really want to give you that.
I know you
but
did
it's,
it.
But it's called a
give
voice
it
concept.
To me. I know. I know. Whatever. It's the same fucking shit, man.
It's not a... No, it's not the same. Anyway.
Look, right now I'm not caring, man. I'm not going to call it a Shim. Not because I don't want to call it a Shim, but just because it's too hard to call it a Shim. That's it. I'm lazy. Just rotate.
Just name him Caitlin. Clears that shit up.
You be whatever you want.
Do y'all think Caitlyn is really, like, that compelling a character?
Oh, like, you mean, like, the actual person? No, I don't
care. I was walking through the room the other day, and we don't have cable. We got, like, this satellite. And maybe, like, once a month, Lauren will actually turn on cable just to remind herself why we don't have cable. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Walters had some fucking show, and Caitlyn Jenner was, like, the most fascinating person of 2015. And she was going into this, like, explanation as to why. Maybe there just weren't that many fascinating people. I didn't hear the rest of the list.
Like any of these things.
I'm not really that fascinated. I mean, I'm happy for somebody that they could be more true to themselves. I mean, that's good. And I'm sure it was difficult to come out and do that. I think it's courageous. I don't think it's fascinating.
Yeah. I don't think I have to be her fan just because she did. I was never a fan of Bruce Jenner, so it doesn't matter if he is now she.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Now the fact that he did a reboot, you know, and did a remix, still not really fascinated.
Yeah. Anyway.
Was it AC after Caitlyn? Is that what we call it?
AB.
After Bruce?
Right?
Yeah.
Let's say AB.
A-B, B-C. It's really B-C, but that's confusing now.
Yeah, it is.
It's both at the same time.
You know what? Show that just ended, that was pretty good. Even though I just never felt like watching it sometimes. And it's probably did it in. It was Getting On. And we talked about it on this program of four. Gina, it's your favorite show in the world.
Just because I felt like watching it when you didn't.
It's your favorite show.
It was a good show. It kind of went downhill in this last season, but it was funny. It's worth watching. Like Enlightened, I would recommend you go back and watch it, even though it got canceled.
Getting On. This is the one with Tracy Ullman.
No,
it's got.
Try again. You're thinking of The Simpsons. That's what you're thinking of.
I was thinking of the. It's like not a hospice ward.
It is a hospice ward.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I thought that was Tracy. I thought Tracy Ullman was one of the nurses.
Nope.
Who's never mind.
I forget her name, but she was the sister on Roseanne. She was Roseanne's sister. That chick.
And was she on Mad TV for a little while?
There's another person that was on Mad TV. Yeah, and
the one who voices Lois on.
Yeah.
Family Guy. That's who I was thinking of.
Alex.
No, that's not Tracy Ullman.
Alex. Was it Borstein?
Yeah. Laurie Metcalf.
Yeah, that is not
plays
Tracy Ullman.
Dr. Jenna James. Alex Borstein plays Don Forchette, and Niecy Nash plays Dee.
Lauren just started watching Getting On. Y'all thought that it was a pretty good series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Are you gonna interrupt the last word that we're saying anymore?
I would say at least two or three times.
So that's why we're. Would you say that's a good show? Okay. Right,
right. I really felt like I needed to interject with a name question.
I can't believe you like This Christmas and Last Christmas. Just like, and then All I Want for Christmas.
That one, Mary. Yeah.
It's talking about fucking Christmas songs. What is it? Is there a problem that the word Christmas is in the title?
Well, I don't know. Cause
Brad, finish your plate.
There's a lot of them because, you know, like, we're listening to what we're listening to a SiriusXM's like Soul Train songs, whatever.
Soul Train.
What is this station called? It's called
Soul Town.
Soul Town. And I'm getting old, man. Like, what is soul train?
I don't know.
Train soul. Wow. Soul food train.
Something with black people.
So we're listening to that. And, like, you look to see what song they're singing. And it's just called The Christmas Song. New Christmas Song. New York Christmas. L.A. Christmas. Christmas Song. It's like, what? Is this the same Christmas song as the last one? Because it sounds a lot different. It's like the Rufus dude. What's his name? Rufus whatever.
Yeah,
that was a good one. So, Keith Sweat's Christmas song. That song sucks. He's just like, I want to be your Santa Claus, and that
doesn't make any.
That's all he says, and obviously he means he wants to bang you, but I don't know why he didn't. I mean, like the other
dude just came out and said, "I'm going to bang you while I'm wearing a red suit."
Yeah, it's pretty much all he says the whole song.
What's that, Rufus McKnight? Was that guy Rufus somebody? It's not Rufus Wayne, right?
No.
Yeah, I forgot what it is, but like his was like a little more elaborate. Like it was kind of the same thing. Like we're gonna be, it's, you know, we're gonna have a good time. It's Christmas, but then he kind of went with the whole thing and wrote some lyrics about it, right? And there was a little double entendres in there. Keith Sweat just basically said, "Yeah, I'm gonna be your Santa Claus, be your Santa Claus, baby." And he's like, "All right, dude. I mean, this is like you didn't even try. Like a Christmas album is not trying." And this one is
and
like
you didn't try for the not trying.
Yeah, you know,
you didn't even try to not try.
They all sneak in their song, right? Like, all right, here's some standards, and here's one for me, a little me in there, right? And I think Mariah Carey is the one that won with that, and she
right,
she got a new classic out there in 1994. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Keith Sweat didn't, and I think I know why Keith.
Yeah,
maybe less explicit.
Yeah,
it's not even the explicitness. It's just that it was only that one lyric. It was
heavy
like
I'm gonna screw you, Mrs. Claus.
He didn't even call her Mrs. Claus. He just called her baby.
Fuck.
Get up in that prison.
What? Yeah. What? Did you like in the course of you were really excited
songs
about this,
for the
Gina.
Kids.
You were really excited about. Listening to Soul Town's music.
I was.
Steph, you
were there any good ones?
I've been kind of disappointed. I don't know if I just don't listen often enough. The times that I'm listening, I'm catching Keith Sweat instead of
anything
something
good. All right, so he says, I want to be your Santa Claus. I want to be your Santa Claus. Let me be your Santa Claus. Be your Santa Claus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is like the chorus. And they repeat that a lot. I say, dude.
So, okay, what
repeat
percentage
times eight?
If you remove the words Santa and Claus,
I mean,
what percent of the entire words of this song are remaining?
Not a whole lot,
about 20% remaining.
Yeah.
Maybe 20%.
First line,
maybe 20%.
You know, I got to tell you, girl, you're something special. By the way, you make me feel, you know, I got to have you. Right here with me, and I will never let you go. So beautiful, I can never let you go. I mean, what? You can't. It's repeating a lot.
You can't. I kind of know.
You're stuck with me through the times that didn't have it.
We're good.
Now we have something good.
Next.
We're good.
No, stop.
You could have.
Shut off my own.
The plastic. Baby, go and grab it.
What does that even mean?
If you want it, you can have it. I want to be a Santa Claus.
What's the plastic?
Well, he's actually talking about a credit card.
Credit card. I was behind.
Yeah, but then the rest, like the last, like, 4 minutes are really just
I
like,
I want to be your Santa Claus.
Gotta be your Santa Claus.
Let me be your Santa
Claus. And, you know, I like the two Keith Sweat songs that everybody knows. And those are going to be diminished now that I think of him at Christmas. Just like,
terrible.
What if I just repeated these lines over again? What do you say, guys? Yeah, do it, Keith. Yeah, it's
get
fine.
It. Sell some records.
You the man, Keith. So, nothing? I was hoping that you'd have, like, you know, here's my new favorite. And it is by...
No, man.
You didn't like the Supremes singing some Christmas song.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. I don't think I would seek out their Christmas music. Diana Ross has kind of an annoying voice.
What?
With her classics, it's great. Because those things go together.
Mayla.
Their songs and her voice.
I don't
voice.
Like her voice,
but... Them and Christmas songs, not so much. Same with Patti LaBelle. They play a lot of her.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a little
Did
bit
Lauren
annoying.
Hill have a Christmas album?
I don't know.
I would listen to her Christmas album if she had one.
I would too.
She'd be late for the recording.
She probably would. That's probably why she doesn't have one. She didn't show up.
She did Little Drummer Boy in 1999.
Lauren!
Ugh. She tweeted that she's working on a new Christmas song. I think that was fake.
What about like a Jill Scott Christmas?
She probably has one.
I don't know. Santa Baby? I don't like that song either.
I heard Yolanda Adams doing a song. She was good. She has a nice voice.
You like Ave Maria? Is that a Christmas song?
Yeah, I like Ave Maria.
I don't think that's a Christmas song. It's a good song.
I don't think of it as a Christmas song.
No.
What about I just read that. Was it Adeste Fidelis? It's really
Did
a Come, Oh Come, All You Faithful. It's Oh Come, All You Faithful, but it's just the other lyrics.
It's fine.
I like that song, man. It feels like substantial.
I mean, it's good.
It's a song. I mean, it's got.
It's a song, Adam. Has.
Joyful.
Joyful. That's what you like. You just like singing like that. That's what you
do. I do.
I mean, you'd like...
You're on to me.
You like the Little Drummer Boy, the Jackson 5 one, because he does that part.
No, I just...
Like you said...
He makes it more fun. They made all the songs more fun, but it's still... That is a stupid song.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree. Do you go caroling?
I haven't been caroling since I was in high school.
I've always wanted to.
Broke up with Carol and married your wife.
I could
good.
Never
right.
get anyone to go.
I'll go caroling with you.
I would go caroling with you.
We should.
I'd fuck it up. I'd be in the back room. You know, like, what?
You could totally be the percussion sound.
What's that guy doing back there? What is he doing?
We'll be like an acapella group.
We got to sing Keith Sweat's Be Your Santa Claus, so.
It's on the list. Sorry,
the
guys.
The new classic.
Please don't close the door.
We're
Stop, hey.
There's 5 more minutes of this.
We have children in here.
Be a Santa. Yeah. Well,
fine. Hey, Merry Christmas, listener.
Merry
I think we're sneaking up on the ending, are we not?
Yeah, we're pretty much
that way.
Here's the thing. So this is episode 154.
It is.
You can go back, if this is the first one you listened to, go back last week. Where we talked about like Fallout 4. I talked with Brad, and Brad was an asshole, and he bullied his way into the same night. He's like, "Yeah, Adam, I know you were just podcasting."
But
me,
you
me,
talk
me.
A lot.
Me,
you
me,
talk
me,
a lot.
Me, 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 me. That's what Brad said, and so we accommodated.
He sensed your stamina.
Yeah, no. And then we, you know, Gene and I had a conversation about stuff. We talked about stuff. There's 3 hours of podcastery last week. You listened to. It's good.
A
things
lot.
As varied as nerdery
it's
with Dell. to dadding with bread. We talked about how you can't
dad it out.
Yeah, you can't go to a club and you're like, what am I doing here?
It's fucking terrible.
What are you doing here? I'm a dad. I need to be at home.
Yeah, I heard part of that and I agree. I mean, but clubs are, like you said, if you're not single,
yeah,
there's no appeal in a club.
Like, when you go, you try to get there because you're, like, there's teenager, sad, and that's where places. Everybody, you're there, you're like, yes. For, like, 3 years, it's really cool.
Oh, so cool.
But then after that, it's less cool. Yeah.
Just fucking sad.
Yeah. And if you're there past 30...
you learn 30, how to dress yourself, everybody what are you looks doing? Ridiculous.
That's the thing. Everybody looked like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What are these people wearing? Why didn't even buy clothes that look like that?
It's bad.
Yeah, there you go. That's what dad say. That's
good. What are you even wearing?
I wear my sports shirt and my sports shorts and my sports shoes.
These things go together.
My ass on the side. I have my S branding on everything.
So yeah, and Gina, you had this idea. I don't know. And if we get positive response, and we'll do it because it takes some work. We're going to go through and do a little curation again.
Yeah, because we're about to have a short sabbatical.
Yeah, we're going to Spain to get away from all you people.
We're going de vacaciones.
Yeah.
So next week, I was thinking we should put together some kind of a clip show or like top 10 favorite segments or something from the year to count it down.
Yeah.
So there's that could be like our last show of the year and we don't have to, you know, we won't have time to record next week because we'll be gone. But we could put something out there for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, I think it was fun doing the clip show for episode 100. We're on 154, so we're kind of due for another clip show anyway. Because I said, I don't want to go through 100 episodes. It's a lot of stuff.
It is.
But yeah, if any of you people, you listeners, would like that, we'll do it.
You people?
Yeah, you people.
You people.
Hey, who you got? You people?
Speaking of which, we saw Creed.
We already talked about Creed.
And it was good.
You and I talked about Creed last week.
Wow.
Hey, Brad, we saw Creed.
Creed, Spotlight, and you can see Star Wars, I guess.
If you have to.
Save your money. That's about it.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, now we should all sing a song, right? We should sing This Christmas in Honor of Brad.
This Christmas, fireside is blazing by.
What?
I'm doing the...
What are you doing?
You're doing the bass and the percussion?
Yes.
From the thing. Well,
who does that, like an acapella version of like a Christmas song?
I don't know.
What is the definitive acapella Christmas song?
I don't have any idea.
We need to get rockapella.
Google it, man. Rockapella.
They would do it best.
Let's just play Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sing it. Sing two lines from Carmen Sandiego.
No.
Go ahead, do it.
I don't even know it like that.